Dancing in the Dark. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This year, I took the family on a three-week vacation to a place most people wouldn't consider much of a vacation spot, the Western African country of Niger. Not to add to my supply of yellowcake uranium, I frankly have all I need, but because my oldest daughter, Emily, is a Peace Corps volunteer there. She's living in the world's poorest country, average income $200 a year. And Niamey, the capital, is stereotypical third world. Kids who tap on the taxi window demanding a coin, shabby buildings, and amazing amounts of trash, which people pile up and burn right there. But that was only part of what we found. Emily's village is called Tanka, 70 miles from the capital. 2,000 people living in straw huts and clay houses surrounded by thorn trees, millet fields, and endless sand. Her job is to live as the villagers do, show them what Americans are like, maybe teach them something along the way. So she lives in a clay hut with a straw roof, no electricity, no running water, where it can hit 100 degrees on a January day. But that's not what kept me awake at night. What kept me awake at night was the chatter. Not just the sheep and the donkeys, but all these voices. I asked her to take me outside late one night to see what it was. And it was adults, teenagers, and children strolling the highway in the moonlight, talking and playing and dancing. With no phones and no TV, and no alcohol, and no drugs, that's pretty much all there is to do in the evening in the African bush. And it makes you wonder, who needs to learn from whom? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.